The show about love and f***ing. The Hookup on Triple J.
Mark from Newcastle, you've been the other lover a couple of times. How did that start?
The first time I was quite young. I was only 16. And, you know, her and I worked together and it just sort of developed from friendship and then from friendship, you know, obviously onto further things. And the second time I was about 23 and it was pretty much the exact same sort of scenario. It just started out as a really close friendship and over time developed into something a little bit more.
So, how did you feel being in that situation? Like how did you end up being there? And did you feel a little bit like the second, you know, the lesser choice?
It's hard to say. I think like with the most recent one, I feel like I was a bit older, a little bit better equipped to deal with the situation. There was no real, it's horrible to say it, but there was no real guilt associated with any of it because, at least from my perspective, she was married. I didn't know her partner. And at least from where I was, it was a friendship and, the feelings were reciprocated. So I guess on my end, I didn't see that it was wrong or I was trying to hide that from myself to avoid myself from getting hurt because I guess I was seeing a situation play out that I guess was positive for myself at the time. Didn't end well, but, you know, at the time I didn't look at the negatives associated with it.
How did it end, if you don't mind me asking?
So, funnily enough, the first one when I was 16 and the second one, they both followed pretty much the exact same trajectory. So they were both about 6-7 month long flings and they both had about maybe 3 months there where it was a lot of fun and exciting. And then there was a couple of months where it was a lot harder to make contact with her and it started to put a lot of strain, I guess, on myself and them. And then like the last month was pretty much just straight hell because I guess it had run its course and she was trying to get out of it and I didn't know what was going on. And so there was a whole month there where there was maybe contact once a week, which when, you know, you got strong feelings for someone, it's really quite tough to deal with, especially when you continuously try to convince yourself that, you know, it's going to work out, it's going to all be okay in the end and, you know, they'll leave them and all this sort of stuff. So,
and did you find yourself kind of wishing that they would leave their partner? And how did wishing that make you feel if that was the case?
Yeah, it was always like a fantasy, I guess, in my head. Like, it sounds silly, but it's always just, I never saw the downside to it. It always just, whenever I string it out in my mind, it's like, yes, you know, she'll leave him and come and live with me and it'll all work out in the end and all be happy, you know, in a year or so. But in reality, it's a lot more complicated. I was just seeing it from my point of view where, you know, there was this woman that I was in love with at the time and I didn't have any of the baggage, I guess, on my end. And, like, the thought of that would make me feel better, but then there would be the times where I wouldn't be able to speak to her because she'd be with her husband and that's when, like, reality would sink in and there's a lot of anxiety there where you're just like, oh, maybe I'm being silly. But, you know, the fact that I enjoyed her company just made it really, really hard to break contact.
Yeah. I can imagine. Knowing what you know now, would you stay away from someone knowing that they were already in a relationship?
I would certainly try my very best. I know after the first time I told myself that, you know, you learn from your mistakes, but obviously I didn't. And I went ahead and did the exact same thing again. And I convinced myself the entire time that it was different. But now knowing how they both worked out exactly the same, and honestly, I think I ended up being worse off as opposed to them because they're in their relationship still and it's worked out on their end. I was the one that was emotionally damaged and left, you know, quite lonely at the end. So, yeah, I'm here way clear of that.
Love and
wow.
The Hookup on Triple J.